Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here.
Listen,
the champ
I'm a killer with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
Watch.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
It's all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I-76 them. So what if they don't like me? I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't croppable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, the boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Absolutely, the champ is here. You guys are the champ, man. Most certainly, not us. You're the champs, man. Thank you for being a part of the grind this morning. Thank you for tuning in to the realest show ever, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, guys. You know what we do, what we say on this show. You know, we are here most certainly to bridge gaps. And, you know, we're going to say some things on this show that some people are not going to like. We're going to most certainly say some things on this show that some people are most definitely going to like. What's up, Pamela Gray?
What's going on, everybody? Jumping on the grind on this Tuesday morning. Yes, oh my goodness, it is June. It's here Tuesday morning on the West Coast, right? Tuesday afternoon on the East Coast. June is here. It's a new month, man. It's my birthday. Don't
my
worry
birthday
about it.
Month. I was going to say that I knew she was going to beat me to it. That's what them Geminis them Geminis be like.
I celebrate
for the whole month.
By myself, right?
Yeah. So what do you do? What do you do when, you know, you got somebody, you know, I'm just going to say,
guys,
they
go by BFF out there.
We're
going
blessed.
On, Holly Richardson.
You know, what's up, Holly Richardson? See you
love
out
you
there,
sis.
Young lady. You know, we're definitely blessed. Hopefully you guys are feeling blessed this morning. Pam, pull your mic a little closer to your mouth.
Can I push it down? I feel
it needs to be right there because it needs to be in closer
gotcha.
To your mouth, right?
Absolutely. I love it. Is this a
that's
new true. Item in the household?
So,
no,
my wife gave me a hard time, but you know what? If I didn't do the things that I did,
I love it. Absolutely.
You know what? We'd be back in the Stone Age.
You're right.
Right.
You're absolutely
now.
Right.
We would be
you're
still
so right.
Literally.
You're
guys,
right.
Not figuratively, literally, we'll be lighting fires.
You're probably right.
Yeah, with
mm-hmm.
rocks right now. But anyway.
Right.
But
you.
Man, look, we're blessed. Hopefully you guys are feeling blessed this morning. Hopefully you guys had a great, great weekend. Hopefully you guys are moving towards your goals, doing the things that you need to do to get where you need to be because boat don't stop.
No.
Boat just keeps on going.
It does.
And guess what? We done burnt the bridge. We done burnt the boat. We did an episode a while back called Burn the Boat.
Mm-hmm.
Burn the Boat.
Right.
So that means, quite simply, when you get from level to level, right, and this is how you move up in life, and it's all about your thinking and what your actions are.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to one level, it is your responsibility for your growth to burn the boat, right?
That's
you can't
good.
Get back on that boat and go back the other way, all right? So burn the boat, burn your escape route, right? Burn that boat. We used to call in the military, we used to call it, you know, E&E, you know, escape and evade, right? When things start going bad. So, you know, you have the option of getting back on the boat and going back. That's not what this is about. There is no option to going back to where you were. Everything is moving forward, right? So burn the boat. There is no return. There is no escape route. You know, you got to keep moving forward. And each level, of course, requires you to conquer a different devil, right? So every single level, let me say that again.
Every single level
is going to require you to conquer another devil.
Right, yes. And it requires another a different you. Absolutely, that's true. As you're going through life and you're going through the different things that we have to conquer every single day, realizing that, you know, there's going to be challenges that we all have to go through. But, you know, we have to, you know, become a different version of ourselves. Because as we're going through these different things that we go through in life, we actually realize, you know, all that we have on the inside of us in order for us to really, you know, be able to handle that next level. So it's all preparation. Everything works together, you know, for the good of to those that love God. And I tell you, when we realize this and we recognize this, then we'll get up every single day. So June is here. And I tell you, it's a month in which you got to realize your possibilities for real. You know, knowing that the impossible is possible, right? It's for real, because that's just saying I'm possible. And so I don't know, but I'm just waking up saying, you know, today, you know, in life, there really are no limitations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the only limitations that exist are the ones that we end up putting on ourselves. So therefore, when we recognize, you know, that we may have some limits on ourselves, remove those limits. And ignore them, because possibilities are endless.
Are endless, limitless. Guys, we're going to get into talking about some good stuff here in a moment, man. We're going to drop a tune on you guys really quickly. Tell somebody, man, that the grind is on, and no matter what you think, no matter what you think, yeah, all of these are your tunes. No matter.
No, you know, I got two tunes.
No matter. Yeah, we're going to be more diverse than two tunes on this show.
We haven't heard
so,
my tune in a long time.
Yeah, we may end up with your tune. We may end up with your tune.
Okay.
But right now, some of you out there are saying that it's June and you're not supposed to be here right now. Today, right? What you have done today, the decisions you have made today, have absolutely
can you believe everything it happened for me? See, there was a season, doubt if I'm honest, I thought you forgot my name. That is the reason. You never get caught up in what you're seeing. So, don't stop believing in me and you. I know we'll make it through someday. Whatever winds blow our way, put a smile on your face. We're too close now. Don't ever let me hear you say, I'm not supposed to be here right now. Disappointment has meaning. Don't think about leaving. We're gonna make it through someday. Whatever winds blow our way, put a smile on your face. We're too close now. Don't ever let me hear you say,
I'm not supposed to.
has a purpose and God has a plan, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, when we wake up every day and we realize that and we understand that, you know what, really and truly, that we really can do anything that we absolutely desire to do in our lives, I can tell you that that's when, you know, things really begin to become our reality. Understanding and knowing that, you know what, there's always going to be the battles of the day, right? There's always going to be some hurdles that we got to jump over. But I can truly say that it's through those hurdles, it's through the jumps that we have to take. It's through the refusing to remain the same in life, you know, that we end up recognizing what we got in order to move our lives forward. So, yes, you know.
What's up? Had to take care of some guys. Thank you so much. Hey, so do roll call?
Oh, no. Let's do roll call. All right. Great morning. Why did my live again? Anyway, great morning to everybody jumping on obviously the Grind platform. We truly appreciate you for dialing in, you know, on blogtalkradio.com/grind101. We definitely want to acknowledge our listeners that are calling in. And to everybody that's jumping on Facebook, great morning, great morning. We see the walkers out there all the way in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I already said great morning to my BFF, one of my BFFs, I tell you, for life, Holly Richardson out there, Paterson, New Jersey, my hometown. Always a Jersey girl, right? Die hard Jersey girl. I see Naja Levels, great morning, Bridget Grant. Tonsonetta, Turnage, who else we got out there? Rashonda Ratcliffe, I see you. Great morning, we see you. Jaren Gray, right here, out here on the West Coast. Las Vegas represented, yes, yes, yes. Tiffany Phelps, great morning. Jay Sky, great morning, great morning, great morning to all of y'all that are jumping on and, you know, that have actually said good morning to us. I see Kimberly Wilder out there, right? Great morning. I think I caught everybody. But great morning to each and every one of you. And I'm going to get myself back live on IG. I lost it, the music. You know, they got a great way of just saying, you know what, you want to play music, we just cut you off, okay?
Right. Well, again, guys, thank you for being a part of the Grind, guys. I'm really sure ever. But, you know, the numbers are climbing. People are jumping on. So you guys are absolutely tuning in. So thank you so much. But here's the thing. We want to make sure that we give you guys some great content. We want to make sure that we give you guys what you need to bridge gaps in your life every single day. One of the things that I know has really been on my heart to really talk about, you know, and sometimes I can go deep and sometimes, you know, I can, you know, not go deep, but I tend not to say things sometimes. But here's the thing, right? What's really been on my heart is to talk about, guys, what's on the inside. Right? Because we always think about how do we move from level to level when the song just said, I'm not supposed to be here right now. And that's a recurring theme for most people. People don't think that they're supposed to be where they are right now. Right? And there's two reasons why a person is thinking that they're not supposed to be where they are. Baby, can you do something about that? Because that's going to...
The neutral burn?
Yeah, that seat helps. Yeah.
Well, lick it.
If you... I noticed everything. Yeah, get ready to drip on this expensive table that we have here and cause a bubble. Yeah, so I'm just, hey guys, I noticed everything. But anyway, stop being sassy, okay?
I'm just kidding. Hey, it's my mom.
No, it's not. It is not for that. No, let's keep this 100. You are not going to dog Nate just because it's your birthday month.
I didn't dog you. I just asked if you wanted me to lick it off the bottle.
I could get real sassy with that one. But
I didn't have a napkin.
It.
You want me to wipe it on my clothes? What do you want me to do?
Yeah. So anyway, back to what we were supposed to be talking about.
Y'all know I keep things vibrant around here. Opposites attract, y'all.
But anyway,
go ahead, baby.
Anyway, what's up? Asking on her little funky birthday month, man. That's not gonna be the first time. I'm gonna have to calm her down a little bit. Right?
Holly, I need you out here this weekend.
Holly, get done up too when she come out here. Mm-hmm. You know the airlines are wide open.
That's
Holly,
what I want
come
for my
on.
Birthday, my best friend.
We already got you. Look. Here you go. Now you're putting pressure on me. Why I got so much pressure on me? What in the world? And Holly says she ain't trying to come out here mess around with all of this corona stuff going
man,
on.
We ain't got that going
get on an airplane and stuff. She ain't going all that. Get that. But anyway, man, let's look. You know, everybody says I'm not supposed to be here, but there's two reasons why. You're not that you may be saying that. The first reason is you're not controlling you're not controlling your core, your center. You know what happens with you, right? You're not in control.
Mm-hmm.
Or the second reason is you're not making the right decisions. There's only two reasons.
Two reasons.
Right?
On
why you feel that you're not supposed to be where you are right now.
Okay, got it.
Right? You may feel that I deserve better. And I hear people say that. I believe that God created all of us to be at the pinnacle of what he created us to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he feels when God created us, he feels, okay, man, you know, I created this person to be this and do that. And whatever that purpose is, you know, inevitably we feel as if we're lost if we don't know that purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? The only thing a man or a woman can do that does not know their purpose is grow older.
Right, that's true.
Right? So when you feel that you're not supposed to be somewhere, you're not controlling what goes into your center, what feeds your center, what you do with that purpose that you're given, or you're making bad decisions with that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that when we think about what's on the inside, because Pam says it all the time, you were created for greatness, and we all know that that's a powerful statement. It's general. Everybody was created for greatness and their purpose, right?
Right.
But what are you doing to ensure that you achieve that greatness? And I know this sounds elementary for some, but for some, it's not. It's what are you doing to achieve that greatness? Because every day when you wake up, mm-hmm. there are decisions that you have to make to fulfill that purpose, to achieve that greatness.
Right.
And when you think back on the decisions that you've made so far, and it goes even back to the small decisions that you make, who you hang around,
mm-hmm.
you know, things that you say, the things that you allow in.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to all of those simple things. But when you clear yourself for takeoff, right? You're ready to take off. It's just like, you know, you doing all of the simple things that need to be done, Pam. Right. So it's like, think about when you're sitting when you're sitting at the boarding gate to get on an airplane.
Okay.
Right? When you're trying to get ready to get on the airplane, there are some things that are going on that you don't see.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
They're getting the airplane ready, you know, for boarding. Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting the airplane ready for boarding. If you don't have a ticket with the right destination, you don't get on that plane.
Absolutely.
Right. So you obviously paid for the ticket. You got through security. You're who you say you are. Right. So you know who you are. So you go to the gate and you present that ticket to the stewardess and she allows you to get on the plane because everything lines up.
Right.
Right. You've
Absolutely.
Done that first phase.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get on the plane, there's still some things that are happening while you're getting on the plane. They're boarding the captain and the co-captain. They're actually doing all of the checks that need to be done for the plane to make the trip.
Right. So a lot is happening behind the scene that you're not even aware of. All you know is you get on a plane and you sit down and you buckle up and get ready for the flight.
That's what some people are doing. They're just walking through life, you know, just getting on different planes, buckling up, saying, where y'all
buckling
going
up,
today?
Where we going?
Where y'all going? I'm
right.
going wherever y'all going.
Right.
Right? So, but when you think a little deeper in that thing, now put it with you, pertain it to yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? Apply it to your own life. What are the checks that you're doing, just like the captain and the co-captain of the plane?
So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. So when you're getting on a plane, you're thinking about what the pilot and the co-pilot and all that stuff is.
I'm not thinking about it. I just understand that what goes into getting this plane off the ground.
Okay.
And I'm getting on the plane because I don't control control that part. I don't control that part. All I can do is sit in my seat and whisper a prayer to myself, Lord, get me to the
Absolutely.
Destination safely.
Thank you.
Right? That's all I can say,
right?
Because I put my life in their hands, and I'm hoping that I pick the right airline to get me where I need to go, right?
Right.
So
yeah, and I mean that, and that's really that's all that I'm thinking about when I get on a plane. Mm-hmm. I have something. One thing about, I don't know, it's something about every time I get on a plane, before I get on a plane, I lay hands on that plane. Okay. For real. People may not, I don't know if you ever noticed that. I never said that. But if you ever notice when I get on a plane and before, I don't just walk through the door, I'm touching that plane. And as I'm walking into that plane, I'm thanking God, number one, that he's the pilot of it. And then I'm praying for it. So I do somewhat consider, because I'm praying for the pilot and the whole crew that's on that plane, that plane
that has
they're
functioning in that tip-top
to the destination.
Shape. Right.
Yes, yeah, so I do.
Pilot's not drunk.
Plane that I enter.
You know, the airplane is it's working properly.
Right.
You know,
right.
And but these are the things, everybody does it their own way. You may wait until you take out whatever it is. Some people just get on and go, you know, hope for the best. It is what it is. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes we're just going through life jumping on, you know, this plane and that plane and don't care where they're going. Right. And that's just one facet of what I'm saying.
Right.
Because it gets a lot deeper than that. I'm using that as an analogy,
yeah, as an analogy.
You know, for what we're, talking about. But when it comes to you and your own personal life, and I know for me, I have to do my checks, and I'm relating it to me because I don't want anybody to think that we're talking about them, because most certainly anybody listening to this broadcast is not going through this, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, that's me letting y'all off the hook.
All right.
Because some people get mad. We get hate mail. Y'all were talking about me. Okay. If you think we were talking about you, then
we
probably were.
On the ground, do we?
Yeah. Nah, not a whole bunch. But anyway,
nah.
But so here's the thing. Before that plane takes off, the pilot had to have done all of the checks. And if one thing didn't check out, the plane can't take off.
Right. Absolutely.
Right? So the plane doesn't take off. So apply that to your life. What are your system of checks and balances? When you wake up every day, what are you checking that you're clear for takeoff?
That's
right?
Good.
Because once you get in the air, you know, if something fails, you know, you don't want to have to make an emergency landing. People gonna be hurt. It's not gonna be a good look for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are your systems of checks and balances every day? And it's the simple things that you have to really take in consideration, right? Seeing if, okay, we got gas, you know, and boom, relate that. I need to get the haters out of my life. Okay, boom, looks like the flaps are working. Everything's, all the flaps, the wings are good. You know, you can relate that. Hey, boom, I need to get all the complaining people out of my life. You know, whatever
it's
you
mine,
can,
right?
Yeah, you can relate the systems to any aspect of what you need to do to clear yourself for takeoff, right? And guys, honestly, nothing happens in your life at the facet that it's supposed to happen, at the magnitude, the power that it's supposed to happen until you have cleared yourself for takeoff.
That's good.
Right? So now you can take off and bump along, you know, and be in the air talking about, shoot, that one engine is giving me trouble, but I'm still moving along. And you may still get where you're going,
mm-hmm.
right? But you didn't get there at the power and the veracity that you were supposed to get there. Joe Namath said, one of his famous quotes is, if you're not doing it to go all the way, then why do it at all?
Absolutely.
Right? So my dad used to say, anything worth doing is worth doing right. So why would you want to go and take off and you know it's going to be a rough flight, because you know you've not done what you're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get in the air and you say, God, why are you doing this? Why is this happening? Oh, devil, you are a lie. No, you knew that you had people in your life that were not for you, but you let them get on the plane anyway.
Mm.
You let them buy a ticket and get on the plane because it was just about the money for you, right?
Wow.
So now you got all of these people, and I don't know why we're on airlines right now, but you got all of these people, and Pam and I, you know, we fly the airline and we feel the safest with it. I'm sure you guys do too, right? I can tell you a million stories. I'm sure you guys got a million stories, right? We fly the airlines that it's not all about the money for us. We will sacrifice the money for the peace of mind,
right?
Right. So when we look at flying an airline, we're like, okay, we want to get on a plane that we feel safe. We got good service, you know, through and through. Customer service is good. The stewardesses are nice. You know, I feel comfortable being here, right? This is a good situation. That's all of the systems of checks and balances that we're doing through our life, period, right? We all want to be in a great situation. So why are we knowingly allowing ourselves to keep getting on faulty airplanes, to keep taking off and knowing that we're having problems, to keep, now I'm going to bring this thing back from airplanes, okay? Keep allowing people in your life that you know aren't good. Keep allowing yourself to have go through and do situations that you know you should not be doing. Why do you keep saying the same stuff that you keep saying? Even though we tell you that words have power, right? Why do you keep saying that I'm shy?
Right.
Why do you keep saying that?
Coming up to me, right. Yeah. So I'm right in the track.
Right. That's just who I am. Right.
Right. No. And you're right. When you change the things that you're speaking, then those things start to become your reality. And so when you understand that words for real have creative power, and you know what you want to create, then you change the words that you're putting out there into the atmosphere. And Nate touched on that. I used to say that all the time. I'm shy. You know, I can't do this. I can't do that. And so now, you know, a lot of times people relate to my story and how I was able to overcome it, right? And so they'll come up to me. I'm just like you were, you know, and they'll mention it. And I say, first and foremost, let's stop right there and let's change what you're speaking. Because when you change what you're speaking, and now you begin to say, you know, I'm fearless, I'm bold, I'm powerful, I am, you know, so happy and grateful now. And you start to put the word, I am fearless, I am bold, I am powerful, I am unstoppable, you know, I am a winner, I am a champion, all of those words, you start to become those things. You feel crazy at first. I know I used to, because my mind was telling me, oh, no, you're not going to overcome this. You are shy, right? But then I had to, for real, I had to control the controls. It's like you talk about all the time. And so we have the power to control the controls. But I think that what ends up happening is that we allow everything, you know, to enter into our ear gates, into, you know, our eyesight, you know, and then we end up not really believing what we need to believe in order to, you know, overcome these things. And so, you know, you can ask yourself, you said you got to clear yourself for takeoff, right? Oh, I can tell the difference in that. Clear yourself for takeoff. And you have to know that you.
K-Classic.
Told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your soul up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. But I don't let it break me, cause I still on my way.